We are today going to try to understand Taisus Rav Yochanan. Try to understand Taisus. Anybody who's here that has not yet made a laning on Taisus should either go downstairs and make a laning, or put your head down and go to sleep. It's a total waste of time to be here if you didn't look at Taisus yet. So. Quietly make believe you have to go to the bathroom or something, step out, slip out the side entrance here. But if you didn't make a landing on Taisus, it's a total waste of time. So, by all right, I should ask you if you made a landing, but I don't want to embarrass anybody. The truth is, it's always a waste of time to learn the Taisus and share if you didn't make a landing on Taisus. Let's see Taisus. Taisus is going on to Gemara. Gemara said that Rav Yechanan said that if you write something down on a piece of paper, and after you write it down on a piece of paper and you forgot, you're allowed to look back at the piece of paper and remind yourself. But Taisus says right away in the beginning that Al Yedei Hashtar Zaycha has to be that afterwards you remember. You can't rely purely on a piece of paper to say an eid. Eid has to remember himself, otherwise it's a psul mitpiyam b'leim mitpiksav. Now, what bothers Taisus and all the Rishayim the most is the stira between our Gemara and the Gemara Yavamis, which Taisus brings in the beginning, Yavamis Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis, which seems to be like our Gemara. That's on one hand. And then the Gemara Bava Kama Bava Basra, which Taisus brings later, which contradicts it. The stira, the two sets of Gemaras. Our Gemara and the Gemara and Yavamis say that you can only say Haggadah Seydis by saying words in Bezdin, by saying that you saw whatever it is that you saw. And the Gemara over there in Bava Kama Bava Basra seems to say the reverse. Let's cut down to the Vim Taimah, the fifth line of Taisus, where Taisus says the Kash. Vim Taimah, Amaylein, Matzu Chazu B'Ksava. Ulasudei. Why in our Gemara can't they look at the Ksav and then say, hey, this, Matzanam B'Ged Pashut, Mishinim Chashtar Chayvai, Ma'amir Allah V'Edim, Ubala Bezdin, Vaisim Laiki Yumai. Over there it says that the Shtar Chayv was erased, so Eidim could come and say that they had seen the Shtar previously. And Bezdin rewrites the Shtar, right, like Kiyumay, they make a Kiyum. So over there we see which Eidim are coming to us. Not Eidim that saw the Maisa, Eidim that saw the Shtar. All they're doing is saying that they saw a Shtar. So if they're coming into Bezdin saying that they saw a Shtar, so that shouldn't be good. That's the Piyamalang of Piksavim. The Farsh with Gemara Mal Kiyumai. And the Gemara there explains the Kiyum, that the Kiyum is that Bezin writes up a shtar to them. The Cheva Gazal Kama, Damina. Gabi Serz, the rest of Shachaver, Patamidine Adam, if someone burns someone else's shtar, that's a grama. It's Patamidine Adam, Echidam. Idi, Kasadi, Idi, Adi. If I burn your shtar, and there are witnesses who know about it, and I have a custom day, the shtar. Nichtiv lay shtar achrina. Let them write a new star. I'm a lechashinu with the envelope of these sovereigns. There's a stira. In one place, in our Gemara and the Gemara and Yavamis say that Eidus have to be bependent and say what happened. And in the Gemara of Avakam of Abasha, we see that you have here witnesses that come. They didn't see a thing. These witnesses just saw the star. They didn't even see what the star is about. They didn't see the loan that the star is about. And being that they did not see the loan that the shtar is about, they can't come into bed. So it doesn't miss out the stira. It should be a star and be able to fix some of them. This is a stira that Taisus is bothered by. The Yeshleimer, Taisus is a terrorist. Try to understand the terrorist. The Yeshleimer, the Perak Dalet Ach and Chayshin and Dilma also umasadi bistam. Ki ilu zaychmen ha'edus. That over there in Yavamis, which is similar to our Gemara, with Chayshish, Yavamis is talking about Eidim who see a star, they're going to come into bed and say it's based on the star. Chayshish they'll see a pistar. Kilu zeichrinay. Avavadai im hayumi Eidim shekach roba chasim asa. Halei chashim epiyam alayim tiksavim. Chayshish says, no, you're not chinami. If Eidim see a star that they themselves sign, they come into bed and they say it, that's good. That's not epiyam alayim tiksavim. Eidim achsum ashtar and asim ishnaku edus in the bed. Rabbi Kilimi Eidim re'inu eidishnaku in the bed. What place is that? They think a very big Kiddush. That if Eidim look at, don't remember the Maisa, but they look at the Shtar, and the Shtar, and they're coming to Bezin, and they say, we don't remember the Maisa, but this is the Shtar. And the Shtar says so and so, and it's my signature. So that is acceptable in Bezin. It's a very big Kiddush. It's not what you would get from the Gemara. Now, Gemara, it seems that you can't look at a piece of paper and say Eidim unless you remember it. Gemara, that's the whole Gemara. The whole Gemara is you have to remember it. And Tosfos is saying that if they walk into Bez and they say, I don't remember it, but it's my signature on the Shtar, that that would be good. Bez would pass it based on that. So this is the Chiddush here of this Tosfos. Okay, now Tosfos just adds sort of a one more Nakuda. Tim Taimar, Hocha, Tila, Inza, Zechor, Kar, Mabakak, Yadi, Shtari, the Bez. So B'zayin Agamara too, let him bring what he wrote in Bez. And Yeshlaim Edei, Rechel B'shtar L'chashur Shtar. Now Yeshlaim Edei, Sheyesh B'shtay Edim, Zim Yidah Sefer Nik. So let's say that if you see a star, you can say Edis that you saw the star. That's good. If you jotted something down on a piece of paper, that's not good enough. You can't say Edis based on what you wrote down on a piece of paper as an Edei Rechel. But we have an exception. With Piyam V'layim V'pik Savam, no, there's an exception to that. If it's a shtar, and people say what they saw, what they wrote on the shtar, Sayyid is saying what they themselves saw, Sayyid what they themselves signed, Sayyid is saying what others signed, they can come into bed with that and say it. So this chiddush needs to be understood because it seems to be the opposite of Mepiyam V'layim V'pik Savam. Mepiyam V'layim V'pik Savam means, Mepiyam V'layim V'pik Savam means that means that you have to have the oral Haggadah say. And here we're saying that if Eidim saw a star, they can say this, they saw the star, and Bezal will rewrite that star, even though these Eidim didn't see the Halvah that the star is about. The star says it was a Halvah. But these Eidim did not see it. And I hope he came, they can come into Bezal. So this is the Chiddush of our Taisis, and it needs a Hesber. And in order to get to the Hesber, we first have to clear an understanding of Pshat in the Gemara Bava Kama. The Gemara Bava Kama says, what's the case here? Somebody has a shtar. Let's say Reuven and Shimon are signed on the shtar. And now the shtar was destroyed. It became burnt. It became lost. So two witnesses come, not Reuven and Shimon, two others, Levi and Yehuda come. And they say, we saw this shtar that was signed by Reuven and Shimon. They walk into Bez, they tell Bez, what is Bez to do? They write up a document, which is Mechayim. Shtar says that the Malva lent $100 to the Leiva. So Reuven and Shimon signed the document, Levi Yehuda come to Bez. So Levi and Yehuda is not going to say this. Now it's enough for Bez to write a psak din that the Leiva has to pay the Malva. Who, based on whose, which aid is Bezdin Paskin? When Bezdin Paskin that the Leiva owes the Malva money, what are they basing that on? Are they basing that on Reuven and Shimon? Just they needed Levi and Yehuda to tell us that Reuven and Shimon were here? Or are they Paskining based on the second pair of Aidim, on Levi and Yehuda? Who are the Aidim that are Mechayiv this moment? When Levi Yehuda come into bed, second cat, and they say, we saw the star with the first cat, and Bezdin Paskin Zechayiv, Bezdin Paskin based on whose Aedis? Based on the Aedis of Reuven Shimon? Or based on the Aedis of Levi Yehuda? Which Aedis is the Aedis of Mechayiv here? Chayra Levi Yehuda can't be. It's Mepiyam V'layim Tiksavam. So it would have to be Rumi Shimon. Even though Rumi Shimon didn't come to bed.
Yeah, but the
so you can learn that way. You can learn that it's a kiyum on Rumbein and Shimon. That it's a kiyum on the edus of Rumbein and Shimon. And Rumbein and Shimon are saying the edus. The downside to that is that Rumbein and Shimon are not here. They're not in Bezdin. It's like almost a little worse than the PM like Miksavim, because we don't have Nakiyem and Naksavim. But on the other hand, that the Aedis is Sod Alva. Or it could be that we're saying it based on the Pesach of Levi Yehuda. And what's the downside of that? The Levi Yehuda certainly didn't see the Alva. Either way, so Rav Shimon, Shari Yosher, this is in Shar Zayin Perchav Gimel. He says in Nafkamina, between the two sides, if you would have an Eid Echad who saw the Shtar before it was burnt, an Eid Echad sees a Shtar before it's burnt. Now the Shtar became burnt, he comes into Bezdin and he says his Eid. Well, what's the Psaq? What?
Go
about the first bear. Do you remember the first bear exists? It was from 1A.
You recognize it from
so there's no habamita which is a chayv mom. Based on an eid. The question that Rav Shimon is on the chayv shvuah. Normally an eid echad is the chayv shvuah. So if you learn that the second kat eidim are the ones who I'm causing a psak, and when the second pair of eidim say mamin, then mechayev mamin, then in a case where the second pair of eidim is only one eid, today's eidim, they keep mechayev shvuah, because we have a rule. Kol sheshnayim mechayev mamin, echad mechayev shvuah. So if you're going to learn that the second kat that does it, from this case, there'll be a chayev shvuah. On the other hand, if you learn that it's the first kat, Rubin and Shimon will do it, then here there will be no chiv. Because here, we don't know the first kat exists. We have an Eid Echad says that there was a first kat. An Eid Echad is not enough. So if an Eid Echad is not enough, then you can't be mechayev anything. Came mechayev mamin because you only have one eid. Came mechayev shvuah because the first two eidim are two eidim. We don't know that they exist only from an eid echad. This will be a nafkamina between the two mehalchim. Reb Shimon brings rayas that it's the second count that's mechayev. Rayas, I want to go into the rayas now just because I want to. It's complicated, but if you look in, you'll see Rav Shimon brings that the Ksais and the Seed is both hold, that it's the second kat that's Machayas. These rayas from a similar case of Eid Echad, that's the second kat that's Machayas. He says the Archaokim. Rav Shimon then is on for an Iker, that it's the second kat Eidis that causes this Chayas. So this is Reb Shimon's Havana, because the other doesn't argue. But Reb Shimon's understanding is that it's the second kind of Eidim that are Mechayim, not the first. Not the Eidim sign on the Shtar, but the second kind. This is Shadon the Gemara Bava Kama. This is sort of a hagdama because Rav Shimon Kedarka, he has a sheet and he goes with his sheet straight through. But this is a sheet in a piece that goes on with Zatis Baba Kama. It goes on the case of the Shtar was burnt and two eyewitnesses say they saw it. So Rav Shimon says that according to what he holds in the Iker, the second pair is the pair that's Mechayim. Now, with this hagdama, we go to Rav Shimon in Perek Tes, in Shar Zayin, where he comes to explain our type. Oh, we just learned. The Hesber, Akasha, why is it now the Peak Savam when they say Eidus that they saw a Shtar? Why is that any better than the Yevamah and the Diksa? So if Shimon says that Edim have a kayah to be Mechayim Mamim, if they saw something that's Mechayim, what did they have to see? Anything. They could have seen alone. They saw alone, then it's way to Mechayim Mamim. If they see a mazik, then Mechayim Mamim. If they see a Haidah, let's say they would see, two Edom would see Reuven being made to Shimon that he owes him money. And the Malbu would say, Atem Edai, you're my witnesses. And the Leib would say, Atem Edai, I owe him money. So witnesses also, Edom are kosher. They do come into bed and they say, we saw the Leib being made that he owes the Malbu money. And the Malbu said, Atem Edai, you're my witnesses. And the Leib said, yes, it's true. So Edom can be Mechayim. Is that Mephiyam or Mephiyam? No. What's the Mechayim? The Haidah, the fact that they were Maida. The fact that they were Maida is Mechayim. Either they didn't see the loan. Okay, that they didn't see the loan. They're not being Mechayim because of the Maisa Halvah. They're being Mechayim because of the Haidah, because the person was Maida. Not Reb Shimon. When two witnesses come into Bezdin and say that we saw a star, and it was a good star, Mekuyim Dika star, with good signatures. Bez the Paskins are PM. Why? Not because they say they know there was a loan. The second cat doesn't know there was a loan. But because they say they know there was a star. And a star is a Siba that's Mechayim Mamim. Just like borrowing money is Mechayim Mamim. And just like the Maida that you owe money is Mechayim Mamim. And just like being mazik is Mechayim Mamim. If there's a star, that's Mechayim you. The star is the Mechayim. They're saying, hey, if they saw the star. They're not saying they saw the law. They're saying they saw the star. But seeing the star, a star is a davar Mechayim. That itself is a Mechayim Mamim. So it's there I got this aegis on the star which causes the Hizchayim. Shimon brings a marshal to understand. So let's say they saw a star on Koyim. They saw a star, either they saw a star on Koyim or they saw a star which they recognized. Either way. But you follow what Shimon is saying. Shimon is saying that before Reb Shimon, you would say, these Edom are Mechayev Mamim because there was a loan 2 months ago. But they didn't see the loan. How could the second card be Mechayev Mamim and say there was a loan? Shimon says, no, they're not Mechayev Mamim because there was a loan. They're Mechayev Mamim because there was a star. If somebody has a star, Mekuyim, that plenty owes him money, that is a Siba, that's Mechayev. Just like if two Edom see and be Maida, the Leib be Maida to the Malva, that's a Siba HaMechayev, the star itself is a Siba HaMechayev. Normally they could, but Eid Tiyed is possible. Shimon gives an example which won't answer, but it'll illustrate what you're saying. Shimon, to build up this Yisayid, brings a case from Cheshem Mishpat Zim and Lamed, Sifir Alam. Shulchan Aruch has a case where two witnesses, one came to one Bezdin and said Eid, and another witness came to another Bezdin and said Eidus. They said it's about the same thing. But each one saw it, they were running to Bezdin. They went to two different Bati Din. So an Eid Echad went to Bezdin number one and said Reuven owes money. Another Eid, different Eid, went to Bezdin number two. And now these two Eidim are out of town. Can't get a hold of them. What do you do? So the two Bati Dinim come together. They form one big Bezdin. And they're Mechayev Mamim. But they were each Makabal one aid. The whole Bezdin gets together and they're Mechayev Mamim. That's the halacha psuk in Shulchan Aruch. Rama says that Dafka the Batei Dinim have to get together. The two Batei Dinim. Let's say witnesses would come and witnesses would say that we saw Bezdin number one be Makabal aid. And other two women say we still bet number two be makabel in eight. That's not good. Why is that no good? Because that's eight mitpa. They're saying that they saw a witness. That's no good. If you say I saw a witness in bet number one, you come to bet and two witnesses come and they say we saw an aid was questioned by Bezdin and accepted by Bezdin and it's good. That's not aidus. You can't accept that. That's aid with the aid. It's only that the Batidinim themselves come together. The two Batidinim come together, they're basketing. They heard from the aid. From the aid. But if witnesses would say this to an aid, say aidus and Bezdin, that's not good. So that's the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Then there's a Taz. Taz says, Hani Mili, where witnesses say they saw an Eid Echad in Bezdin. What happens if witnesses come and they say, we saw two witnesses go to Bezdin, and Bezdin questioned them, and Bezdin passed up PM, and the Leiber ran away. So now these witnesses come to the town where the Leiber ran, and they come into Bezdin, and they say, Eidus, we saw Bezdin passing up Yishnei Eidim, that Reuven owes money. The life owes money. Taz says that would be good. Hear the case. Two witnesses say they saw in Bezdin that a previous Bezdin Paskin that Reuven owes Shimon money. That the life owes him all the money. So witnesses say that. That's good. That's acceptable. Look at Taz. Why is it acceptable? Why is it good? Why is that okay? Why isn't that eight mitpa? They're saying we saw that there were eight in Bezdin. Why isn't that eight mitpa? Look at Shimon. Because what are these eight say? They're saying we saw a psak Bezdin. A psak Bezdin is mechayev mamon. The fact that there is a psak Bezdin is enough to be mechayev mamon. So these last witnesses were mechayev al pm. Not because they saw the loan. They didn't see the loan. Not because they saw a mazik. They didn't see a mazik. But because they saw psak bezdin, a psak bezdin is a machayim. That itself is machayim moment. The Melech of Reb Shimon, we see that witnesses that say they saw psak bezdin, that don't say that they saw the actual ma'isa, those witnesses are acceptable in bezdin. Those witnesses are okay. So, if you were going to say that witnesses who saw Psak Bezdin, that's okay. Look at Shimon, that's the same thing as our Tosfos. Witnesses who saw a Shtar, it's also okay. Just like a Psak Bezdin is Mechayim. A Shtar is Mechayim.
What's ultimately the Psak Bezdin? The old thing is that this thing is Chayim is taking place, which is the same thing. Like when Eden,
but that's not the original Chayim. Chayim was the original loan.
But
it's about the fact that it's the chayvus it's for what happened earlier.
Why is the
aidus
of them seeing it? Because the same thing if they see Bezdin, they saw the thing that chayvus took place.
If they saw Shtar,
they're seeing the riot that the chayvus was made before, but they're not seeing the chayvus took place.
They're seeing a riot that this chayvus occurred. And when they see a haidah, they see a mimayda. That's the blue sky. That's how you do
it. Doesn't matter. That is tough in the
time. You can make an argument. You can argue like you're saying. And say Shtar is only a raya. All they're saying is they just on a raya. Shimon is understanding that it's not so. That Psak Bezdin is also, they didn't see the law. They just saw the Bezdin passion. Just like a Psak Bezdin could create a chiyuv. Same thing is true with a Shtar. Shtar creates a chiyuv. Shai does not create the chiyuv, that it's not Shai creates his chayvus. Right, this is a Shimon Chiddush Pshat and Taisus. Again, the Nekuda is that the second Eidus are the Mechayvus. It would be the first Eidus are the Mechayvus, which the Kotai would make sense. The part is that the second Eidim are the Kat that's Mechayvus. The Mechayvus based on what they saw. They saw a Shtar, that's a Mechayim. Now, what do we ask on Taisus? That's the Pia Malayim of Piksava. Now, that's Shvach. not a psarim b'piyam alayim b'ksav. B'piyam alayim b'ksav is that they say edis on a loan, which they know from a ksav. If I say this on a loan and I don't remember it, I just know from a ksav, that's what b'piyam alayim b'ksav. But if I say edis on the ksav, that's my whole thing, is an edis that is a shtar, that's the b'piyam. I'm saying edis that I saw a shtar, just like I say edis I saw a psak b'ezin. If I say this, I saw the Davar HaMechayev, then that's fine. This is the Davar HaMechayev. That's okay. This is Rav Shimon's Hesber in the first part of Taisus. And it basically explains the exception to the P.M. Melinda Tisav. If you say this on a star, that's not a star. That's why Taisus here on the top of the Amid Beis says, Eidech HaMishtar L'chash HaShtar. Eidech HaMishtar is not a star. Eidech b'shtar is not a mechayim. It's a reminder, it's not a mechayim. B'shtar to Eidim, that's a mechayim. So this is the first part of the first kiddush of Taisus. Let's go on to the second part of Taisus. Taisus continues. V'had amar v'get pashin eidech b'shtar eidech b'al pe'in b'shtarim. Mashmur shnayim b'shtar v'l b'shtay yigarek b'shtarim. Gemara deyaz mashmur, if you have one eid in one letter, one eid in another letter, it's b'shtarim. Taisus just said it's not true. And the Taisus also married. So he showed Echad Bishtar, Echad Bapeh. Loi Sha'im is Sharohu Amalva. And Sharoh is Yerush Hashtar Malayga Lamalva. Now the Kishnayim Hachsum and Alashtar of Allah Zama Eidim is Yerikar. The Taisus first heritage that the only time it works is if you hold Eidim is Yerikar, it means Eidim is Sulta Mesir Hashtar. And a Mesira, Eidim is Yerikar, I told you yesterday, means that the Mesira itself is the Mechayim. That's good, they're saying, hey, it's not a Mechayim. Or second heresy, oh, you shall be Mefarish. Eidecha Bishtar, Eidecha Shishnayim Chasumim Bishtar, but Kaimuk said Yadei Shal Echad, but I must look at Yadei Shal Shein. What's happening here? There's a Shtar that has two witnesses. But we only found a Kiyam on one. Bekama, Eidecha Loi Choshev Shtar, Le'inyin Shem Yavayu Eidev Yemru Kach Re'inu Bishtar. The Cheshvim will carry the PA. Eidus miyab. For the one person who wrote it down in bed, that's an Eidus, because it does have a shame shtar. V'yachol l'shloyach k'sav yodoy l'bezdin, l'chashim v'piyam alayim v'ksavam kivin shu zecher Eidus. These two and a half dream lines are very important. V'yachol l'shloyach k'sav yodoy l'bezdin, l'chashim v'piyam alayim v'ksavam kivin shu zecher Eidus. What's that to say? Why isn't the PM line 6-7? Anybody? Yachal, Mishlayach, Tavyadu, Abedzin. Why should we have a line 6-7? Give me Shuzai for eight. Right. Those of you who still have copies of the concise, that I gave out Sunday before Purim. Take them out. If those who don't, I made additional copies. And basically, our job is to know the four shittos. The two of the four shittos appear to be here in Taisus. You can dispute it, but it appears that they're here in Taisus. Again, these are four shittos that what? These are four reasons that a shtar is good and it's not a ksar of a p'yam alayim b'ksav. Okay, obviously, if there are four shittos in Rishayim, this is a crucial question of how is every shtar good? It's the p'yam alayim b'ksav. So we'll go with the order of the ksais. Ha'echad, shittos Rashi u'bal amar. The kivon that ain't kaisin hashtar elam edas hamischayim, I have him a piksavam, elam a piksavai, hainu piyam eschayim, piksavam eschayim. Now what's the balamar shita? Rashi the balamar that it's the piyam alayim a piksavam is only to aid this right something. A shtar needs das hamischayim. What's tais das hamischayim? The das of the person who stands to lose by the shtar, and therefore it's considered his letter, the letter of the mischayim. We're going to come back to the Balamar, let's go on to the second sheet. The Sheinus or Sheetas Ramban. Moshech Ve'edah Shebishtar Mepiksav. Kiva the Nichtav in Nusach Hashtar. Havel Neke Mishnef Kerei Nusam Bebezit. Moshech Mepiksav and Belech Adayinah Beterashtar. That's Ramban's Teretz. That there's something called Tair Hashtar. Tair Hashtar. Ramban learns it's a Gzeres HaKosav. We learn it from Kitna Kiddushin. That there's such a thing as Shtar. And that star is there is a custom. If it has a Shem star, it's an exception. Exception to the rule. Shlishis, Rishita Taisis B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. Loshayim V'Pik Savam. Now this is the biggest Kiddush of all the Rishayim. The Loshayim V'Pik Savam El B'Mishayim Eroi Lahagid B'Pah. Kukai Shui Lahim. When is there Psul of M'Piyam Eloi V'Pik Savam? If somebody is a mute, he can't speak. He's right to say Eidus. He's allowed to write it. Rabbi Yushita to Rambam. We spent the other day on the Rambam Shita. Eidus Shem Shtar Eni on the Devei Seifer. So the Rambam we spent time on. That's the Shita Rabbi. Rambam holds Eidus Shem Shtar Eni on the Devei Seifer. And when we learned the Rambam, I told you that the Rambam says Shtaris Ad Rabbana. The Rambam is from Gitna Kedusha. That's the Ramban, which is the Sheinus, the second Shita. Ramban says that from Gitna Kedusha we learn all Dinei Shtar. So that in effect, we've already discussed the Ramban, which is pretty simple. And we're left with the other two, the Aleph and the Shlishis. The Shita the Balamar and the Shita Taisis. This Shita Taisis, which is Shlishis, appears to be the same as our Taisis, as the three lines of Taisis, which just like now. It's not word for word the same. But it seems in the Shach that the Shach understood that our Taisis is the same as this Shita Ashlishis, who Shita Taisis Shem Rebbeinu Tam, is the Taisis in Yavamis Taf Lamed Aleph. On that Gemara, Yavamis Lamed Aleph, which we started. Now, if we compare the Svara of the Rebbeinu Tam to our Taisis, it will fit well. What does Rebbeinu Tam hold? Now, Mepiyah Belein Mepik Savim is Memayit Wat. It's only Memayit, somebody who's incapable of saying Eidus B'Peh. If you can't say B'Peh, if someone's a mute or he's dead, a dead person can't say Eidus. If he's dead, we can't use his Shtar. Because if you can't say the Eidus, your Shtar doesn't work. However, if you're capable of saying it B'Peh, then you can do it for Shtar too. It's a Rebbeinu Tam Shita. What are the words of these three lines of Taisis? Yochel ishleyach sav yodel abed. V'lechashim epiyam v'loy v'pikzav v'ankinu shu zaycher eidus. If you remember the eidus, you can send the letter to bed. If you don't remember the eidus, you can't. But if you remember it, you could. This is what follows Rebbeinu Tam Shita. That if you're able to say it to bed, you can send the letter. Now, if you don't remember, you can't say it. What? It says Zeicher. That's true. It's not the Taisis Lashon is that you have to remember it. But why do you have to remember it? Why is it important that if you remember it, you can write a letter? Shach is learning because if you remember it, then you can speak. But obviously, if someone is a mute and he can't talk or he's dead, so that no matter what, he can't do it. We're talking about a normal witness. If he remembers it, then he could speak. In other words, he could say it in bed. What? He could not speak, of course. But kol haroi l'bilai b'lamakemes means if he's right to speak, if he decides to say it in Bezdin, he could. So anybody who's capable of coming to Bezdin and saying God doesn't say this, so he could send a letter to him. If he doesn't remember it, he's not capable of saying God doesn't in Bezdin. Someone doesn't remember can't say God doesn't. He'd be lying. If he comes to the bed and he says to evil, he remembers. Someone doesn't remember, it is a psalm at the end of life, he's seven. Someone who does remember, there's no psalm at the end of life, he's seven. So he could come into bed and he could say, how does it say this? So this is what? It's true. But according to this, our Taisis doesn't exclude the mute, the person who can't speak. And Yenetai Zimbabwe doesn't mention if he doesn't remember it, then he's like it. What we're saying is that it's saying he's stuck. Yisayin is that if you could come into Bezdin and say your Haggadah, then you could write it as well. And when Taish says, if you remember it, Taish means that if you remember it, you could say it, assuming if he's a mute that he couldn't say it anyway, even if he does remember it. So the Meila, this sheet of Taish holds that anybody who's capable of saying Haggadah is capable of coming to Bezdin. So this is, at least according to the Shach, the Shita Shlishis. The Arach Reinim, who say that our Taisus is slightly different than the third Shita, the first Sabron, but certainly if it's different, it's slightly different. And basically it's the same Nakuda of the P.M. Valentin Saba means you have to be Roy to be a Mepiyah. The Rashi, Pirish, Pirish HaChomish, P.M. Valentin Saba, Shalayetlis, Pesavei, Dusi, Lebezden, they say that Rashi argues. Rashi argues you could never send. You could bring a ride from Rashi Chodesh. Even though the Sefer Chumim says very open that Rashi Chodesh doesn't mean to translate. Rashi Chodesh means to explain the Pasuk by its simple meaning. But there are times when Rashi says things to Chodesh, like Beishamai, or like Shitas, we don't pass the mic, because it fits better as Pashup Shat. But if it fits either way as Pashup Shat, then we. At any rate, Rashi seems to be like the Ramban. It could be like the Balamar, like it says here in the Kedai, but not like the Shita Shlishi. Alright, so this is one Shita in Taisus which fits Rabbeinu Tam. Inami Aymeri. The second Shita in Taisus is Aymeri. If you listen carefully, the Eid Echad Mayel Bishtar. In Yesh Neshtarai, the Chol Echad Kosab Eid Echad, Choshev Kishtar Shalai. You have Shnei Sharai, each one Eid Echad, that's also good. The Chitayim. Kem Shmaitz and Yavik Savi Lebed, Nafilain is Zafar Klal. So in Al Gemara, let them bring what they jotted down on a piece of paper, let them bring it to Bezdin even if they don't remember. What's the difference between a Shtar and our Gemara? The Shleimer, the Lechoshev Shtar, Ella Kashaosi Midashneyam, Midas Haloy Vishukhayev, Oz Khoshim Shtar. What's this to say? What's the Yeshleimer of the Reed? Yeshleimer, when could you bring it to Bezdin? There's no problem with the Olympic Sava, Yeshleimer. Khoshim Shtar, El Kashaosi Midashneyam. But it's written from both of them, Midas Haloy Vishukhayev. What is this to stick in Midas Haloy Vishukhayev? First he says Midas Shneyam, then he says Midas Halayva. Dikr is the Laiva, he's the one that moves. It's a Malva, it's always Midas. If you want to write a Shtar, you owe me money, it's fine with me. I don't lose anything. So Taisa says Midas Shneyam, he means Midas Halayva. Shehuchayiv, Oz Choshev Shtar. Aval Halcha, Shekaisa Vedusa, Shalai Midas Halayva. When a witness who jots something down on a piece of parchment, Shalai Midas Halayva, Lechoshev Shtar. This appears to be Shitas Balamar. This Re appears to be the same as the Shitas Balamar. What does the Balamar say? That a star that's written with Das HaMechayiv, HaMischayiv, that that's the one it's going to lose, is good. A piece of paper that's not written with Das HaMechayiv is no good. That's identical to the Re. Because the Re says that if you write it down for yourself, that's no good. If you write it down with Dashneyam, it is good. Now, Tosis says Dashneyam. He doesn't say Das Mishayim. But he says Dashneyam and Das Halayva. It means the Malva, of course, is supreme. The Malva is always happy if you write it as the Shtar Yolam. But the point is the Das Mishayim, the Das Halayva. So the sheet of the Balamor is that Das Mishayim creates a Shtar. And that every Shtar needs Das Mishayim. And being that so we have this new phrase, Das Mishayim, which is the phrase in Dine Shtaris based on Taisus and on the Balamar, that defines a Shtar, Das HaMishayim. Shtar that's not written with Das HaMishayim is not a Shtar, it's a Ksavam. The Shtar which is written with Das HaMishayim, that's not a Psul of Ksavam. Hesper, why does Das HaMishayim change it? Why does Das HaMishayim change it? So Rav Ruvein learns that the P.M. Alayna Piksavam is only a psul when Edim are writing a letter. If Edim write a letter, that's a psul. of Edom write something to themselves, that's a psalm. But the Amalite son is a psalm in Hades. If the Mishayev writes a letter, then that letter is acceptable of Edom. Because the psalm of Yevalim, the Pisav and Pasos only who's Ksav? Ksav Edom. Not the Ksav of the Baldama. The Balamar and the Reho. Star is a letter from the Baldava. The Baldava gets witnesses to sign it. In case he'll deny it later, the Malva will approve it. But it's Ksavai. It's the letter of the Malva, of the Mishayim. The letter of the Mishayim. The Leiva, the seller, whoever it is in each case. The Piksavai is Kasher. If you look at the Lashon of the Ktsais, that's the Ktsais' Lashon. The Shita or Echad, Shita's Rashi Balamar. He says those words. From the Ksav of the Baldava. The Baldava can write a letter. The Shiddish of Taisa of the Balamar. And the V is that every star is the letter of the Baldava. The Achrayim jump on this sheet and they ask Kashis and different, a number of different Gemaras. Seem to contradict the Balamar. Okay, the Balamar says, what's a star? That's a Mishayim. So there are a number of Gemaras which seem to be a problem. Tzais asks of a Prusbel. What's a Prusbel? Remember Shemitah, he wrote a Prusbel, right? Who benefits from the Prusbel? Only the Malva. But you wrote a Prusbel, you called your Leiva in Tibet to write a Prusbel. Only the Malva writes. How could you say Shtar, Das HaMetzchayim, Rektik Tzayis, what about a principle? How does a principle work? The principle does not have to be written, but later, if you bring your principle to a different bed, they're going to pass it based on the principle. That's not Tzayis. The Ibrei Dina, Chayshev Mishpat asks for the Hempik. Hempik is a key of Shtaris. Every key of a Shtar. And he said that with a Kaim Shtaris, Chayshev Mishpat, I think New Testament album, the Kaim Shtaris, Shleibus Ne'a Leiva. The Malva come into bed and get a key of a Shtar. Again, who loses by a key of Shtaris? The Leiva. And we can do it without Das HaMetzchayim. That's the right data kiyum without Das HaMetzchayim.
And that was the letter.
Yeah, but the problem is when you bring the hempik or the prism to the second best and many years later, how could they base Paskin based on the Ksav? It's still not a Ksav. That's not the Ksav of the Leiva. Or Sameach is from Shtar Chalitza. Every Shtar Chalitza is written for the woman who got chalitza. Doesn't write the shtar chalitza for her. That means after she has chalitza, doesn't give her a ksav that she's willing to marry whoever she wants. Despite the fact that the shtar chalitza contains a tesara to all the brothers. Because any brother who wants to marry her can't marry her. And not only that, but the brothers who marry her are yarshin. So they don't marry her, they don't yarshin. Yes, that is the right to Shtar Chalitza without all the brothers. The three kasha, the fourth kasha from Shtar Mecha. When somebody makes a Mecha, he hears that someone's in his field 3 years. So before 3 years are up, he's in a different town, he makes a Mecha. Now, the fact that he makes a Mecha is fine. He brings witnesses that he made a Mecha. But if he can't get witnesses, he goes to Bez. And Bez writes, it's called a Shtar Mecha. Tosfos says from Basra, it's not Mamatez. If Bez writes a Shtar, then he made a Mecha. To certify he made a Mecha, he can go back to the Mecha with the Shtar. The Shtar Mecha is Bez for the Mufsik. And yet Bez writes it without the Mufsik. Bez in the town where he made the Mecha gives him a Shtar that he made a Mecha. There's no Das HaMetzchayim. Because the Metzchayim is the person who originally who's Mukzik, who's sitting there for 3 years. And you had a Shabbat, that's a Mishkai. So we have that is a Reb Chaim, on the concept of that Reb Chaim. In addition to this, in the Reb Chaim and Hilchadisha, it's also in the Kedush Yerim, both in Baba Basra, I top ratio test, and in Kedushin I say. There's a number of other places. If you look there, the Sefer Sefer Mishkan Sarayim here on the Ksuvis, he brings down the Reb Chaim together with what the Achrayim, how they explain. Reb Chaim asks from a fifth star. He doesn't ask from these four, these four other there. He asks from a different star, he asks from a star Kedushin. Who writes the Shtar Kedushin? A man. The man goes to bed and he writes the Shtar Kedushin. And later, if he gives it to the woman, that Shtar is like two edus that she's married to him. It's like two edus, proof that they're married. So, Reb Chaim, every Shtar Kedushin is a hishchayvus by the part of the woman. The woman loses financially her money. Becomes this thing, look to the husband, and it creates this chayvus for a woman. And yet, the Gemara says in Kedushin, the Shtar Kedushin could be written Shalemi Daita, without her knowledge. What's going on? If you need that from his chayiv, you should need, the woman should have to be there when you write a Shtar Kedushin. So, Reb Chaim says, and answers all five kashas, that the phrase Dakam Nishayiv is Labdak. What the Balamor means is Das Bal Hashtar. It's written on the Das of the one who's Achroi to write the Shtar. The Chaim uses the language Das Bal Hashtar. The reason the Balamor uses the expression Dakam Nishayiv is because 90% of the time the Nishayiv is the one who writes the Shtar. Generally the case. Generally the one who's Mishayiv is the one who writes the Shtar. Because the Shtar will lay about the Pishay and Abi. But he doesn't mean Dafka Dafka Mishayiv. He means Das Bala Shtar. The one who's Achroi to write a Shtar, he's the one that needs to be there when the Shtar is there. And the whole Balamar makes sense. I mean, what does the Balamar say? It's not k'savam, not from the k'sav of the witnesses, from the k'savai of the baldin. Which baldin? Whichever baldin, that's why he can write the shtar. It's his letter. It's his letter with Aden certifying, verifying the letter. So where Reb Chaim Tuzayt is that Das HaMishayiv is the expression used by Rishayim, is usually that way. Both Mamanistika cases, the Mishayiv is the one who's the Baal HaShtar. The Chinami, you have these five cases where the Baal HaShtar happens to be someone else. And that's not a problem. This is Reb Chaim's Yisoid. And we cover now the four shittas in the Tehillim and Bichsav. There's all an explanation of Shita Shlishis. So basically, the four shittas you have here, Shita Aleph and Shlishis, are here in Tosfos. Aleph is before the Re, and the Re himself is the Shita Shlishis. The Rambam and the Rambam's of Machlaikis is what we discussed before we started, the other day before we started on Sunday, before we began the Sugya. Basically, we've covered the four shittas. There's one PS to the Sugya, and that is a Zayd of Yehuda. The Zayd of Yehuda in a number of places in Zayd of Yehuda. It has to do with another topic, which some of you may remember, not from this year, but from earlier years. There is a tumult, mostly the Kiva Eger, Shleim Eger, the Eger Mishpacha. Which tumult is the Eger Mishpacha, you remember? Siva Kadiva Dami. There's a whole tumult on the concept called Ksiva Kedibur Dami. What Ksiva Kedibur Dami means is if you write something, let's say you write a Yayim Yayim Shlishi Laimer, and it is the third day to the Yayim. Are you Yayim Shlishi Laimer with that? That depends if you hold Ksiva Kedibur Dami. Let's say you write a neder. You write, Hareini Nishba Shaloi, whatever, I won't do this. Is that a neder? That depends if Ksiva Kadiva does. It goes so far that if you write Kriya Shema, it could be the Kriya Shema with writing. You write to the writing. Yod Ksiva Kadiva. Now this was a big tumult. I once gave a very long share of this. It became a tumult the night that Rabbi Kiva Eger got married. He did not get married in the city where he learned. He was raised by his uncle, the Volta Eger. He was not raised by his parents. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Kiva Eger's last name is not Eger. Right? Probably one thing that you should remember from. Right? Rabbi Kiva Eger's last name, if you look in his Truvis, he signs his name Rabbi Kiva Gam. That was his last name. He was raised by an uncle whose last name was Eger, and that's why he was called Rabbi Kiva Eger. Everyone knew him as Eger. And when he got married, his uncle, the whole yeshiva didn't come to Chazan. Chazan was a different city. He couldn't afford to come. But they made a suda to celebrate Rabbi Kiva Eger's wedding in Rabbi Kiva Eger's yeshiva. And today, in Eretz Yisrael, some people still keep this minig. I don't know exactly why it's significant, but they did it. You have a friend getting married to States, and just you're an Eretz Yisrael, and not at the wedding, you make some kind of a suda of a simcha, which it seems is something you need to do. So at that suda, when they finished the suda, they wrote a letter to Rabbi Kiva Eger, and they wrote the Tzvartayr that Rabbi Paul Baker said. He spoke about Ksiva Kadiva Dami. Kiva Eger, who was the young man that wrote back a letter, arguing with his uncle, and that's because it happened with the Chasnag, it became any anacle of Rabbi Kiva Eger as a tshuva on it. Tzav Sefer came from him, and Tzav Sefer's Mishpacha, right, married with the king. Tzav Sefer married with the king Eger's daughter. So they all have tshuvas on this topic. And maybe Yehuda also has a tshuva. And he talks about the Nepiyah B'loim Nepiq Sava. The Kudah that's Megeh to us is that the Nebi Yehuda says that if witnesses come in front of Bezdin, and in front of Bezdin they write their Haggadah Zedin, it's 100% kosher. Ksiva Kedivah Dami. What do you mean? So when the Yehuda says a Kiddush, you know what the soul of the Piyam Balayim Afik Sabam is? Where do we learn it from? We learn from Vahu Ad Bebaila. You have to say Eid is Bebaila. We learn Vahu Ad means you have to say Eid. The Yehuda says no. The Peshat in our Sugya, you know why a letter is no good? Because it's not in front of the Bible. Not in front of the Baal Dabar. You have to confront the person you're arguing with. If you write a letter to Bezdin, you're not confronting him. The soul of the Piyam Alayim Nefik Sabam is a chsaron in confronting the Baal Dabar. If you're facing him and you write, he says that would be good. If you just says it's the three different shuvas that talk about Ksiva Kadibra Dami, and it's a Derech Chadash to learn the Sugya, there's certain kashas which I'm not going to go into. But this is an idea that you cite. If you want to see it, probably the best place is in the first of the three tshuvas where he discusses this, which is in the Yehuda Kama, Yoredeya Simitam Avav. And also Kama, Chashim Mishpat, Simen Lamed, Aishir Allah. With this, I'm going to close the door on the Piyam Alayim Nefik Sabam, at least for this sugya. Now for tomorrow, this ex-Gemara, all the way down to the Mishnah, when you learn it, you're going to wonder what it's doing in Sugis and what it has to do with the whole Gemara. At the last line, at least you get a little inkling of what it has to do with our Gemara. This whole thing is a side Sugis. Tomorrow, I'd like everyone to be prepared to learn the Gemara until the next Mishnah. It's not a hard Gemara, it's a side topic. I plan to do it. Tomorrow, I'd like anybody who did not finish the Gemara down to the next Mishnah should stay in the Beit Medrash and finish it during share time. If you would be here on time for a Seder, you wouldn't have a problem not having enough time to prepare adequately. It's very disappointing to have guys who tell me that they're interested in learning, and then they come to share, and they, how in the world are you supposed to understand the share if you don't learn to do? You have to put the time in to prepare. If you're not prepared, so at least learn like Daf Yomi. We're going to go to Rashi. It doesn't make sense to go to share and not be adequately prepared. If you don't sit to make Medrash, I know you didn't prepare unless you stayed up last night. spend the time in the Beis Medrash learning. And if you're not going to spend the time in the Beis Medrash, you might as well start, the Beis Medrash itself, start a paper vacation. You might as well start vacation. And that, I've told you many times, many times the guy should come here to look at me and see what a good share I give. If you're prepared to share, come to share. If you're not prepared to share, don't come to share. Don't come to do me a favor. But please, I'm saying this not so you shouldn't come. I'm saying you should buckle down, prepare. If you want to start vacation, start vacation. But don't do both. Don't start vacation and be in share also. That doesn't go together. But tomorrow, please be prepared and do the shambles.